Foundation is everything. So I have a lot of stuff that's everything, foundation, exposure, but foundation is very key. Let's talk about it. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. And I have something, a lesson that I wanted to share with you today that I feel like is very, very important for you to know when it comes to building your business, building your list, building your income. And it's very, very important that you understand this. Foundation, okay? What's your foundation? So I don't know, you may be struggling in your business. You may be struggling in your relationship, your lifestyle, your real estate business, networking business. You could be struggling and you may not necessarily know where your struggle is coming from. And I want to talk a little bit about troubleshooting, okay? Troubleshooting is a term that we use in the IT world to describe when you're trying to search for a problem, right? There's a symptom that's showing in your body. There's a symptom that's showing in your business, right? But you need to find out where the source of the problem is. So you have to troubleshoot to get to the source of the problem. And that's something that we all go through. You know, life is not perfect. Nobody's business is perfect. And sometimes things break. You know, things don't work the way they're supposed to work. And you often find that you're trying to dig, you know, for where the problem is. Hopefully, there's something that, like I always say this thing that you need to be solution-oriented people. I think we're all solution-oriented people. It's just that some people are more solution-oriented in certain aspects of life than the other, okay? And people are more solution-oriented in things that they care about. If you really care about your business, when there's a problem, you don't quit. That's just not the first thing in your mind, right? The first thing you do is you're trying to find what the source of the problem is, right? If you're in business, if you're like, I guess, you know, entrepreneurship is not really my thing, maybe that's why I'm not solution-oriented. It's because you haven't tapped into why you are building a business, okay? You need to find out your why, and that why needs to be something bigger than the business itself. It needs to be a why that can make you cry. It needs to be huge. So for example, for me, my why is my kids. You know, I need to set my kids up for life and the generations after that. You know, I need to make sure that happens in this lifetime, in my lifetime. And that's big for me. Maybe that's not big for you. For some people, that's not necessarily big for everybody. So you need to find out what your why is. The reason, it's usually the reason why you decided that you wanted to be an entrepreneur, right? It's usually tapped into that, and sometimes you need to dig. So actually something I'm going to do here very soon is I'm going to create an exercise that will help you come up with your why, because it's not necessarily something simple to come up with. Sometimes we can be very shallow beings, you know, so you need to go deep to create the kind of life you're looking for, to create the kind of business you're looking for. You need to go a little deeper. So in the spirit of going deeper is this topic, foundation, is that's where we're coming from with this topic. And I want you to hear me out. A lot of time, the foundation we have, your first idea about business and entrepreneurship, it's not a very healthy one. And it's probably what is blocking you from getting on to the next level, okay? For me, it's cash flow, okay? Cash flow is something that I have to put my pulse on every morning. I have to make sure that I'm on point with cash flow. And when I say cash flow, I mean cash flow management specifically. Cash flow management, okay? Sometimes I'm a very creative person and I'm very, like, for example, I pulled over to record this video right now because this topic is hot in my spirit and I want to get it out there. And being creative is good, right? Obviously, I can create content indefinitely for life when it comes to business. But at some point, you have to have some kind of management in place. You got to have some kind of cash flow management, content release management. You know, so now I'm recording this video right now on the, what's today's date? So I lose track of dates. I think it's today's 23rd. I think so. 26th is Friday. Something like that, yeah. Today is probably 23rd. Right, but I'm probably not releasing this video until 2 days later or 3 days later. So I've learned to batch produce videos, right? And that way I can release with a schedule. That's called management. And just recording and just releasing is not necessarily a smart thing to do, because there's heart and science to life, right? So I'm going back to foundation, right? I'm going back to who I am as a person, but also leaving room to evolve as a person, okay? And especially as a business person, okay? Because I'm talking to you, assuming that you're an entrepreneur of some sort, right? So it's not always, you just don't go by, oh, I want to express it. Yes, you want to express you're an artist, but you also want to understand that this is business, right? And that background that you're coming from, sometimes you're coming from an artist background, and that right there can block you from advancing to different heights, to bigger heights where you get to actually express more indirectly, not in person, but you're still expressing because you're getting a lot more exposure for what you do. What do I mean? So let me digress a little deeper, okay? In business, right? Most people have this foundation of business. When I want to launch a business, I go register a company with the state and LLC. They get into all the research. They do all this research. They learn everything about taxes. They learn everything about the technicalities. But but they don't do. They create a website. You know, they create a website, and I've been there. Okay, but all of these things, it's not really business. All those things are just formalities, right? But if that's the background where you're coming from, if you had a father, a mother who always started something, but they never really finished it, or they never really got started, they were just getting started to get started, creating websites, registering a company name, putting a group together and just talking about it, just sharing ideas, or just getting started to get started, okay? You haven't really gotten started anything. The key thing in business, when you go to Shark Tank or you watch Shark Tank on CNBC, The one of the very few first things they ask you is, have you made any sales? Okay? Have you made any sales? That's the one of the very first few things that they ask you. Have you made any sales? If you haven't made any sales, you're not in business, right? So I advise people from time to time, even when it comes to a church, do you have 5 seats filled up? Do you have 1 seat filled up? Are you reaching out to anybody? Anybody purchased anything yet? If you haven't made one single sale, you're not in business yet. And the first thing first, right? This came from experience. I learned this from experience. Again, we're talking about foundation. Don't forget. The foundation that your idea of business and entrepreneurship was built on is probably the source of your problem of not growing as fast as you need to grow. Okay? All right? That's probably the problem. That's probably the fact. You need to go back to where you learn about business and entrepreneurship in the first place. All right? You need to think about it and dig deeper and go back there and say, where did I learn? What was my first encounter? So my first encounter with business would be my parents starting things that never really, you know, it was cash flow management, okay? The business would just disappear, and it wasn't anything that was really hurtful because it was never really a big business, but they always started something. My mother was selling yams at one point. They would import yams from the northern part of Nigeria, and she would sell it. At one point, she was selling clothing, but these were businesses that were not significantly big. So when those businesses disappear, they just disappear. It's just like, it just evaporates. From what I can see, it's cash flow management. It's commingling money with other things. Not knowing how to separate the money that belongs to the business. Or not knowing how to set a budget and say, this budget is for marketing. And I struggled with that. Because that's my foundation. Okay? I struggled with that. So if you're always getting started to get started, you never really get it. You're always registering company names. Go look at your background. You're probably going to find something related to that. And you need to rewrite that story. Okay? It's your responsibility to rewrite that story. Foundation. And what that means is you're going to create a new foundation. Okay? And one thing I want to tell you, and I want to keep saying this over and over on this channel, is that you have the right. Okay? You're entitled to recreate and rewrite your story as many times as you need to write it until you get it right. Okay? You have the right to rewrite your story and write it and recreate a new foundation as many times as you need to until you get it right. And that's something I had to give myself permission on. See, it doesn't matter if I'm winning. I'm in the journey, okay? I'm in the journey. And the journey, for example, on this YouTube channel so far is I don't know, 700 subscribers at this point in time. We're going to keep going, right? On my Facebook fan page, 50,000 followers. Well, it's not, we're not there. We're not close. Nowhere, right? All right, so we do average, you know, on good days, $2,000, $3,000 sales per day. We're not there. We got to do a little bit better. We got to do 10 times that. We got to 10x that. We got to 100x that. But where I'm at right now, I need to acknowledge that and be very grateful for that. And you need to do the same thing too, because when you do that, appreciation does not mean you say thank you. It doesn't always mean that. It just means you acknowledge and you see and you appreciate that, okay, let me, my foundation, something is shaky. Let me change it up. So my key, the key of what I'm trying to tell you today is this, okay? Foundation, okay? It needs to be sales, okay? In my opinion, okay? In my very professional opinion, from experience, from all the success I've had, foundation needs to be sales, okay? And when I say sales, there are a couple of things that need to happen before sales, and that's traffic, leads, sales, okay? Traffic leads to sales, okay? Traffic leads are essentially people who will say, I like what you're saying. I like to hear more. Sales is somebody who will say, you know, I really like it. I'm going to give you a dollar, okay? I'm going to give you a couple more dollars, right? That's sales. But traffic, how do you attract people to you? How do you attract people to start hearing what you have to say? Do you want to be exposed to who you are or the idea of listening to you at all? How do you get people to see your product? How do you drive website traffic to a website? You cannot make sales if you're not driving website traffic. You can't, because there's no people to buy, right? So that should be the foundation of your business. That should be the first thing you're thinking about before you register a company name. Because when you make your first, it doesn't cost anything to register a company name. Okay, you could go on New Jersey here, you go on a website, you get that done. You could register 200 companies today if you want. The New Jersey Corporation or whatever, the body, the banking, insurance department that take care of that, they will take your money all day long to register companies. Because you know what? They're making sales, but you're not making any sales. It comes down to sales. The foundation that you need to rewrite your story. And whatever you rewrite your story, obviously you need a why, right? You need a why. So that why now needs to be connected to making sales today. What is it that you're trying to sell? What value do you have to bring to the marketplace? You need to identify that and you need to bring it to the marketplace. And that's called driving traffic to a website. And you turn that to leads. Okay, that means, hey, here's my email address. Send me more stuff tomorrow. That's leads. Okay, all right. Here's my phone number. Send me something tomorrow on WhatsApp. That's leads, right? Here's a visit to your website. You can show me more stuff in advertising tomorrow. That's also leads. Sales. Then those people will turn to sales. The more comfortable they get with you, eventually they're going to buy something from you because they want you to help them get it done. They want more hands-on information about it. Whatever it is that you bring to the marketplace, it needs to be valued. That's acknowledged. That you've identified. Okay? So, what's the foundation that you should have? Again, that foundation needs to be customized with your why. If it's not customized with your why, you will lose your track and you will get tired and then you will leave. And then you quit on yourself unknowingly. Remember I told you my parents never really quit. It's just vanished. You know, it's just something that it's just regular life. We just woke up one day, the business was no more there. That's pretty much what I grew up with. And I'm determined that that would never happen to me. And if you see my consistency over the past 10 years, you know that I'm not going anywhere when it comes to my business, my Empire Pro, right? But because I'm determined. Some people use that as an excuse, like, oh, it's just my background. And some people like me use that as an excuse to rewrite their story, to rewrite the foundation, okay? At the end of the day, it comes down to one thing, sales. Sales, and much more sales. And before you can get sales, you need two things, traffic leads. So if you want to learn more about that, traffic leads and all that stuff, that's something I cover in details in my book, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. So you can go ahead and download it for free at myempirepro.com. If you like what I shared with you in this video and you want to get more, I release about 3 to 5 videos per week on business, wholesaling, networking, network marketing, building businesses, things like that. Sometimes lifestyle relationships, right? Subscribe to this channel. Click like on this video. Share this video with your friends, family. They will appreciate you. I will really appreciate it. And again, don't forget, go download the book, myempirepro.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you in the next one. And peace.